Surat Shu'ara. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful. Ta-Sin Mim. These are verses of the glorious book. O Muhammad, you will perhaps fret yourself to death with grief because they do not believe. If we wanted, we could send down upon them a sign from the heaven before which they would bend their necks in submission. But that is not what we want. They have been turning their backs on each fresh warning that comes to them from the compassionate. But now that they have neglected the warning, they will soon come to know the reality of what they have been mocking at. Have they not looked at the earth to see how we have caused all kinds of noble pears to grow in it? Surely in this is a sign, yet most of them do not believe. In fact, your Rabb is mighty as well as merciful. Remind them of the story when your Rabb called Musa and said, "Go to the wicked people, the people of Pharaoh. Have they no fear?" Musa submitted, saying, "My Rabb, I fear that they will reject me. My breast feels cramped, and my tongue is not eloquent. Send Harun. They have a charge of manslaughter against me, and I fear they may put me to death." Allah said, "Indeed not. Proceed, both of you, with our signs. Surely we are with you, listening. Go to Pharaoh and tell him, 'We are the Rasuls from the Rabb of the worlds. You should send with us the children of Israel.'" When they went to Pharaoh and conveyed the message of Allah, he said, "Did we not cherish you when you were a child? Did you not stay several years of your life among us? Then you did what you did. You are so ungrateful." Musa replied, "I did that when I was a misguided youth. I fled from you all because I feared you. But now my Rabb has granted me wisdom and appointed me as one of his Rasuls. Is it a favor with which you taught me that you have enslaved the children of Israel?" Pharaoh said, "Who is this Rabb of the worlds?" Musa replied, "He is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, and all that lies between them, if you really care to believe." Pharaoh said to those around him, "Do you hear that?" Musa continued, "He is your Rabb and the Rabb of your forefathers." Pharaoh interjected, "This Rasul of yours who has been sent to you is crazy." Musa continued, "He is the Rabb of the east and the west, and all that lies between them, if you would only care and try to understand." At this, Pharaoh, who did not want to listen anymore, said, "If you serve any other god besides me, I shall have you thrown into prison." At this, Musa said, "What if I show you a convincing sign?" Pharaoh said, "Go ahead, show it if you are of the truthful." Hearing this, Musa threw down his staff, and thereupon it changed into a veritable serpent. Then he drew forth his hand, and it became shining bright for the spectators. After witnessing both the miracles, Pharaoh said to his chiefs around him, "This fellow is certainly a skilled magician who seeks to drive you out from your land by the force of his magic. Now, what is your advice?" They submitted. "Put him and his brother off for a while and dispatch heralds to the various cities to bring you every skilled magician." So the magicians were brought together at the appointed time on a fixed day. The people were motivated through saying, "Would you come to the gathering so that we may follow the magicians if they are dominant?" When the magicians arrived, they asked Pharaoh, "Shall we get a reward if we are dominant?" Pharaoh replied, "Yes, of course. You will even be made my courtiers." Musa said to them, "Cast down what you are going to cast." Thereupon they cast down their ropes and staffs, saying, "By the glory of Pharaoh, we shall be the winners." Then Musa threw down his staff, and lo, it swallowed their false devices. At this, all the magicians prostrated themselves, saying, We believe in the Rabb of the worlds, the Rabb of Musa and Harun. Fir'aun shouted, How dare you believe in him before I give you permission? He must be your master who taught you the witchcraft. But soon you shall find out. I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides and crucify you all. They replied, We don't care. We are going to return to our Rabb anyway. We only desire that our Rabb may forgive us our sins, as we are the first to believe. We revealed to Musa, saying, Set off with my servants by night, and beware that you will be pursued. Fir'aun sent heralds to all the cities, and to mobilize his people, he said, These Israelites are a handful of people who have provoked us much. While we have a large army, well prepared, thus did we make them leave their gardens and their water springs, their treasures and sumptuous dwellings. This is how they were made to lose, while on the other hand, we made the children of Israel inheritors of such things. At sunrise, the Egyptians pursued them. When the two hosts came face to face, the companions of Musa cried out, We are surely overtaken. Musa said, Not at all. My Rabb is with me. He will show me a way out. Then we revealed our will to Musa. Strike the sea with your staff, and the sea will cleft asunder. Each part stood like a mighty mountain. We made the other party follow them. We delivered Musa and all who were with him, and drowned the others. Surely there is a lesson in this, yet most of these people do not learn this lesson to become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is mighty as well as merciful. Narrate to them the story of Ibrahim when he asked his father and his people, What is that which you worship? They replied, We worship idols and sit beside them with all devotion. Ibrahim asked, Do they hear you when you call on them? Can they help you or harm you? They replied, No. But we found our forefathers doing so. Ibrahim said, Have you ever seen with open eyes these which you have been worshiping, you and your forefathers? They are all enemies to me, except the Rabb of the worlds, who created me and gave me guidance. He is the one who gives me food and drink, who gives me health when I am sick, who will cause me to die and then bring me back to life. Who I hope will forgive me my mistakes on the day of judgment. After this, Ibrahim prayed, O my Rabb, bestow wisdom upon me, and admit me among the righteous. Grant me a reputation of truthfulness on the tongues of later generations. Count me among the inheritors of the paradise of bliss. Forgive my father, for he is from among those who have gone astray. Do not hold me up to shame on the day when everybody will be raised back to life, the day when neither wealth nor sons will avail anyone, and when none shall be saved except him who will come before Allah with a pure heart, when paradise shall be brought in sight of the righteous, while hell shall be spread open to the straying, and they will be asked, Now where are those whom you worshipped besides Allah? Can they help you or even help themselves? Then they will be toppled into it, both they and those who misled them, together with all the armies of Iblis, wherein they will argue with one another, saying, By Allah, we were indeed in manifest error when we made you equals with the Rabb of the worlds. It was the criminals who led us astray. Now we have no intercessors and no loving friends. If we could but once return to our worldly life, we would be of the true believers. Surely in this narration there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson to become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is mighty as well as wise. The people of Nuh also rejected Rasuls. Remember when their brother Nuh asked them, Have you no fear of Allah? Rest assured that I am a trustworthy Rasul of Allah towards you. So fear Allah and obey me. I do not ask you for any reward for my services, for my reward will be given by the Rabb of the worlds. So fear Allah and obey me. they replied, should we believe in you, whereas your followers are but the lowest of the low? He said, I have no knowledge as to what they have been doing. Their account is the concern of my Rabb, if you could use your common sense. I am not going to drive away any believer. I am nothing but a plain warner. They said, O Nuh, if you do not stop, you shall be stoned to death. Nuh prayed, O Rabb, my people have disobeyed me. Decide the case between me and them openly. Deliver me and the believers who are with me. So we granted his prayer, delivered him and those with him in the laden ark, and drowned the rest in the flood. Surely in this story there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson and become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is mighty as well as merciful. The people of Ad too disbelieved their Rasuls. Remember when their brother Hud came to them, have you no fear of Allah? Rest assured that I am a trustworthy Rasul of Allah towards you. So fear Allah and obey me. I do not ask you any reward for my services, for my reward will be given by the Rabb of the worlds. Are you erecting a monument on every high place for fun? Are you building strong fortresses as if you are going to live here forever? Whenever you lay your hands on anyone, you act like cruel tyrants. Have fear of Allah and obey me. Fear the one who has given you all the things that you know. He has given you flocks and children, gardens and fountains. Truly I fear for you the torment of a dreadful day. They replied, it is the same to us whether you preach to us or you are not one of the preachers. Such preaching is nothing but an ancient myth. We are not going to be punished. So they disbelieved him, and we utterly destroyed them. Surely in this story there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson and become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is the mighty as well as the merciful. The people of Thamud also disbelieved their Rasuls. Remember when their brother Saleh asked them, have you no fear of Allah? Rest assured that I am a trustworthy Rasul of Allah towards you. So fear Allah and obey me. I do not ask you for any reward for my services, for my reward will be given by the Rabb of the worlds. Will you be left in peace to enjoy all that you have here forever? Gardens and fountains, cornfields and palm trees laden with juicy fruit, carving your dwellings in the mountains and leading a happy life. Have fear of Allah and obey me. Do not follow the bidding of the extravagant, who create corruption in the land and reform nothing. They replied, you are but one of the bewitched. You are no more than a human being like us. Bring forth a sign if you are one of the truthful. Saleh said, well, here is the she-camel. She shall have her share of water as you all have yours, each drinking on an alternate appointed day. Do not touch her with evil, lest the punishment of a dreadful day may overtake you. Yet they hamstrung her, then became full of regrets. So the punishment overtook them. Surely in this story there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson and become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is the mighty as well as the merciful. The people of Lut also disbelieved their Rasuls. Remember when their brother Lut asked them, have you no fear of Allah? Rest assured that I am a trustworthy Rasul of Allah towards you. So fear Allah and obey me. I do not ask you for any reward for my services, for my reward will be given by the Rabb of the worlds. Will you fornicate with males from among the creatures of the worlds and leave those whom your Rabb has created for you to be your mates? Nay, you are a people who have transgressed all limits. They replied, if you do not stop, O Lut, you shall become one of the expelled. Lut said, I am certainly one of those who abhor your actions. O Rabb, deliver me and my family from their wicked deeds. So we delivered him and all his family, except an old woman who was left among those who remained behind. Then we utterly destroyed the rest. We rained down on them the rain of brimstones, and evil was the rain which fell on those who were forewarned. Surely in this story there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson and become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is the mighty as well as the merciful. The people of Aika also disbelieve their Rasuls. Remember, Shu'aib asked them, "Have you no fear of Allah? Rest assured that I am a trustworthy Rasul of Allah towards you, so fear Allah and obey me. I do not ask you for any reward for my services, for my reward will be given by the Rabb of the worlds. Give full measure and be not of those who cause losses to others by fraud. Weigh with even scales and do not teach your fellow men of what is rightfully theirs, nor spread evil in the land. Fear him who has created you and the generations before you." They replied, "You are surely one of those who are bewitched. You are no more than a human being like us, and we think that you are lying. Let a fragment fall out of the sky on us if you are telling the truth." Shu'aib said, "My Rabb has full knowledge of all your actions." So they disbelieved him, and the torment of the day of darkness seized them, and indeed it was a torment of an extremely dreadful day. Surely in this story there is a great lesson, but most of these people do not learn a lesson and become believers. The fact is that your Rabb is the mighty as well as the merciful. Surely this Quran is a revelation from the Rabb of the worlds. The trustworthy spirit brought it down upon your heart so that you may become one of those who are appointed by Allah to warn the people. In a plain Arabic language, this fact was foretold in the scriptures of the former people. Is it not sufficient proof for the people that the learned men of the children of Israel knew about it? Even so that if we had revealed it to a non-Arab and he had recited it to them in fluent Arabic, they would still not have believed in it. We have thus caused unbelief in the hearts of the guilty. They are not going to believe in it until they see the painful scourge, which in their heedlessness will come to them suddenly. Then they will ask, "Can we be given some respite? Do they wish to hurry on our scourge?" Just think, if we let them enjoy this life for many years, and then the scourge with which they are threatened falls upon them, of what avail will their past enjoyments be to them? Never have we destroyed a population to whom we did not send warners. They were forewarned, and we have never been unjust. This Quran is not brought down by shaitans. It is neither in their interest nor in their power to produce such a masterpiece. They are kept too far off to even hear it. So do not call on others besides Allah, lest you become one of those who incur his punishment. Admonish your close relatives and lower your wing of kindness to those of the believers who follow you. But if they disobey, tell them, "I am not accountable for what you do." Put your trust in the Almighty, the Merciful, who observes you when you get up and when you walk among those who prostrate themselves in worship. He is the one who hears all and knows all. Shall I tell you, O people on whom the shaitans descend? They descend on every slandering sinner, those who listen to hearsay, and most of them are liars, and those poets who are followed by those who go astray. Do you not see how aimlessly they wander in every valley, preaching what they do not practice themselves? However, an exception is made for those who believe, do good deeds, engage much in the remembrance of Allah, and defend themselves when wronged, showing no vindictiveness. The unjust oppressors will soon find out what vicissitudes their affairs will take. Surat An-Naml.